Hi, I'm Charlie Arnott from CMA, where we build trust. In our last podcast, we spent some time talking about trust, what we can do to earn it, and why it's so crucial in today's environment. Today, I'd like to spend a few minutes talking about a social license. We define a social license as the privilege of operating with minimal formalized restrictions based on maintaining public trust by doing what's right. And today, we see those formalized restrictions coming not just from regulation or legislation, but also from the marketplace, where your customers or consumers provide feedback that we have violated public trust somehow in the meat industry, and they want changes. They want changes in how meat, milk, and eggs are raised. They want changes in how food is produced. They want changes in nutrition and in their food prices as well. So we get feedback from legislators, regulators, and the market when we violate that public trust, and it puts our social license at risk. When we operate with a social license, it's a system that is much more flexible, responsive, and lower cost. And we're granted that flexibility, the privilege of operating with minimal formalized restrictions, when we operate in a way that is perceived to be consistent with the ethics, values, and expectations of our stakeholders. And we have some kind of self-regulatory process in place that gives them a level of confidence that we're doing the right thing. Once we violate that social license, either through a single triggering event or a series of events that leads to a cumulative tipping point, then we move to social control. Once we cross that and we move to social control, it's a system that is much more rigid, much more bureaucratic, and higher cost. At that point, it's all about regulation, legislation, litigation, and compliance. And it can be difficult to maintain that social license, and we have to be prepared to invest in maintaining that over time. Because once it's lost, we see operating costs and ultimately the impact on your business become very negative. We've seen that most recently with an animal welfare incident at a hog farm and retailers and others deciding not to purchase product from that company any longer as a result of pressure from activists. So we can see it have a very immediate impact on business, particularly in today's environment when the world moves at the speed of Twitter. But let's take a look at social license and see if we can actually quantify the economic value, the business benefit of maintaining it. Because at the end of the day, if you can't justify it from a business standpoint, we really shouldn't be doing it. There's been some significant research done on what happened with the accounting profession once they lost that social license. When you think about a profession that had established a self-regulatory mechanism, the accounting profession had probably done as good a job as anyone. We have the Financial Accounting Standards Board, Generally Accepted Accounting Practices, Certified Public Accountants, and that was a system that worked very well for them for years in establishing and maintaining the public trust that helped them earn and maintain that social license, that flexibility in operating. All of that was working very well until we had Arthur Andersen, Enron, and WorldCom, and all of a sudden they crossed that tipping point with that series of events. They violated the public trust. Congress stepped in and said, you know what, accountants, you have violated public trust. We're going to take away your social license and replace it with social control in the form of Sarbanes-Oxley. And Foley and Lardner has done some research to demonstrate that the average cost of complying with Sarbanes-Oxley is between $10 and $15 million a year per public company. Those are dollars that can no longer be invested in research and development, dollars that can't be returned to shareholders in terms of dividends or profits, and dollars that can't really do any benefit to society because now they're simply spent on assuring compliance, complying with regulation, complying with additional legislation, complying with that social control because public trust was violated. And public trust is defined as a belief that our activities are consistent with social expectations, the values of the community, and other stakeholders. What we've discovered over time is that those values are shifting. As consumers' values and expectations for the meat industry continue to change, we have to remain abreast of what those values are, make sure that we understand what are the expectations, and that we have an ongoing discussion and dialogue, and we make an appropriate level of investment in earning and protecting that social license, because it's not just the right thing to do, it's smart business. The social license has significant economic value for you and your company. I'm Charlie Arnott with CMA, where we build trust. I'd encourage you to visit our website at www.cmabuildstrust.com to learn more about who we are and what we do.